From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, April 14th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Water Conservation District schedules meetings for desalination plans. California Mid-State Fair nominated for Rodeo of the Year. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today, highs in the low 70s. It's 42 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, and much more. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. San Luis Obispo County Flood Control and Water Conservation District will be holding two upcoming sessions regarding desalination plans in the county. Desalination is a proposed method to strengthening long-term water supply resilience in the county to help adapt to future water needs and climate uncertainties. The county says it has reached a key milestone in the desal plan feasibility study and will be hosting two engagement sessions to share progress to date. The first session will be held in the Morro Bay Community Center, 1001 Kennedy Way, Monday, April 20th. The second will be at the Ramona Garden Park Center, 933 Ramona Avenue, Pismo Beach, April 21st. Both sessions will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. Participants will learn how potential ocean desalination concepts are being evaluated, key technical, environmental, and economic considerations, and how desalination could fit within a broader water supply portfolio. The California Mid-State Fair has once again been nominated for Fair Rodeo of the Year by the Academy of Country Music. The Mid-State Fair says this nomination comes alongside iconic events in North America, including the Cheyenne Frontier Days, Florida Strawberry Festival, and the San Antonio Stock Show and Rodeo. CEO of the fair, Colleen Bjorquez, said, quote, "The California Mid-State Fair has become known for delivering great entertainment year after year, and 2026 is no exception. This year's lineup is one of our strongest yet." The Fair Rodeo of the Year Award recognizes excellence in presenting country music. Nominees are selected by industry professionals from across the country music community. Winners will be announced in May during the 61st Academy of Country Music Awards live broadcast, with honorees recognized in Nashville this August. Miss California Mid-State Fair pageant deadline for signups. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. The California Mid-State Fair announced that this Friday, April 17th, is the deadline to apply for the Miss California Mid-State Fair Scholarship Pageant. This annual contest is about far more than a crown, said pageant director Courtney Lucas. It's about confidence, mentorship, and creating opportunities for young women to grow and represent their community. Contestants will compete in interview, talent, evening wear, and fair proposal contests. Eligible applicants must be young women from San Luis Obispo County who have graduated high school or equivalent and meet all other pageant requirements. Applications can be found at MissCMSF.com. San Luis Obispo Police Department released information of an incident that occurred just after 1 a.m. on Tuesday, April 7th. CHP requested SLO Police to assist them near the intersection of Marsh and Higuera. CHP had come upon a vehicle with extensive damage, but no driver was in or around the car. Officers discovered an open bottle of vodka on the dashboard and found evidence that the vehicle was driving against one-way traffic flow and located the registered owner of the car, who stated her ex-boyfriend had stolen it after physically assaulting her. Officers eventually found the male who matched the description given by witnesses, who was found to be 17 years old and heavily intoxicated. Officers said he attempted to flee several times and was abusive towards hospital staff and officers when he was transported to a hospital for evaluation. He was then transported to the Juvenile Services Center, booked on charges including felony grand theft, vehicle theft, misdemeanor driving under the influence, hit and run, and resisting arrest. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6 p.m. Tonight's agenda currently has no discussion items or public hearings scheduled. The consent agenda contains an annual report for sales tax Measure D12 and the second reading of an ordinance that approves the zoning code update for the Home Depot Master Plan development. City Council approved the first reading in March with a unanimous vote. It will infill three undeveloped areas at the Home Depot Commercial Center on El Camino Real, with a Chick-fil-A restaurant, a drive-through car wash, and a commercial tenant space. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Rangers beat the Athletics 8-1, the Dodgers shut out the Mets 4-0, Yankees over the Angels 11-10. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Mets, the Padres will go against the Mariners, the Athletics will face the Rangers, the Giants will go against the Reds, the Angels will face the Yankees. In the NBA tonight, the Warriors will face the Clippers. In California news, just a day after Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell suspended his campaign for California governor, he also announced he will leave Congress. This was as lawmakers were pushing for a vote to expel him. Swalwell is facing allegations of sexual assault, nude photos, and explicit images from women who were employed by him. The man shot in Northern California by Immigration and Customs Enforcement last week was arrested by the FBI on Monday. Carlos Ivan Mendoza was shot by ICE agents after attempting to flee from an enforcement stop last week. DHS officials say that Mendoza is a gang member wanted in El Salvador for a connection with the murder. He was arrested after he was discharged from the hospital. A man from Texas has been arrested in San Francisco for attempting to kill an OpenAI CEO, Sam Altman. 20-year-old Daniel Moreno Gama allegedly threw an incendiary device at Altman's home about 4 a.m. before fleeing on foot to OpenAI's headquarters, about 3 miles away. He threatened to burn down the building. No one was injured in his attack on the home. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, a U.S. trade court on Friday waived the legality of President Trump's proposed 10% global tariff, a policy already facing multiple legal challenges from states and businesses. At issue is whether the president can impose the across-the-board tariff under Section 122 of the Trade Act, a rarely used provision that allows temporary import duties but has never been tested at this type of scale. Opponents argue the tariff exceeds presidential authority and could disrupt global trade, while government attorneys contend that the measure is lawful and necessary to address trade imbalances. The case follows a February ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court that struck down earlier Trump tariffs imposed under emergency powers, finding that the president had overstepped his authority. Now, during arguments, judges pressed both sides on the limits of executive power in this type of case. The outcome, they say, could shape future U.S. trade policy and determine whether broad tariffs can be imposed without congressional approval. Another headline for sure that directly affects those of us out here in rural America.
Horn flies can take a bite out of your cattle's performance. These pests feed on cattle up to 30 times a day, stressing animals and cutting into profits. Fight back. SmartLick Supplements low moisture blocks available with Altacid or Clarify help break the horn fly life cycle. Less fly pressure means cattle can spend more time grazing and growing. Take control of fly problems this season. Visit SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
Cowboys and cowgirls, if you're looking for bulls that are proven where it matters, look to Treasure Bull Test's upcoming performance sale, 1 o'clock Tuesday, April 21st at Western Livestock Auction in Great Falls, Montana. 115 outstanding performance-tested bulls sell. These are the top 70% and are athletic, sound, and in ready-to-work condition. These bulls represent top genetics from leading programs across the region. Visit treasurebulltest.com for a sale catalog and consigner information. Also broadcast live on Northern Livestock Video. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morrow Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esten Said, and we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Two Democrats running to be California's next governor scorned a state law that their own party, along with influential labor unions, celebrated as a major victory a decade ago. The state's 2016 agricultural overtime law was meant to raise wages for farm workers, but research has shown it ended up reducing overall earnings as employers shortened the work week to keep their production costs down. Katie Porter, an Orange County Democrat and former member of the U.S. House of Representatives, cited the law as an example of policies that don't make sense and that drive up costs. Porter made the comments last week during an April 1st gubernatorial candidate forum at California State University in Fresno. Antonio Villaraigosa, a Democrat and former mayor of Los Angeles, agreed with Porter's comments on the overtime law. "You're right," he said, citing research from the University of California, Berkeley, that documented the reduction in farm worker income. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 70s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with low 40s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Increasing clouds tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday, mostly sunny on Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday, cloudy on Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday. Mid-70s Thursday and Friday, low 80s Saturday, mid-70s on Sunday, low 60s Monday, 69 a week from today. Currently, it is 42 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Economists were expecting prices at the wholesale level to jump last month because energy prices rose in response to the Iran conflict. Prices did go up, but not as much as expected. The producer price index rose 0.5% from February to March, and for the year ending in March, it was up 4%. Core PPI, excluding food and energy, was up 0.1%, up 3.8% for the year ending in March. Economists were expecting both readings for the year to be up more than 4%. Global Star shares are up more than 11%. Amazon is buying the satellite company. J.P. Morgan Chase reported upbeat earnings for the recent quarter, but CEO Jamie Dimon says the economy is facing an increasingly complex set of risks. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service, at affordable prices.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it's brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can also text that. Imagine that. 238-KPRL, of course. No matter what may be on your mind, even if you're mindless.
KPRL.
You're all right. Whenever I'm asked what makes my dreams real, I tell them
KPRL.
You're out of sight. What twiddly deep, twiddly dumb. Look out, baby.
The Morning Exchange.
It's nothing like a sweaty drummer, I tell you. It's just, I love it. Let's see here. Barry's in Chicago. He's got a big time meeting, so Eric's going to be in. I'll have Ryan Rundle, Laura Deloy, and some other folks. It has to do with, let's see here, I think dementia. And then, Laura will be in the second part, the Alzheimer's Association of the County. So also Amber Pepito, Cal Poly graduate, story about dementia. She'll be with them. And then the Ryan is the Turning Point USA Cal Poly chapter. So lots of interesting stuff this afternoon. We go right to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'd like to, I would love to see this Eric Swalwell stepping down through Susanna Luthi Taylor's eyes, because I'll bet she's dancing a jig. I think she knows better than most of us who he really was. And some of us may not see the huge significance of that guy being poofed away.
Well, apparently, from what I heard, that a lot of people have been covering for him. But it was pointed out in an interview I saw yesterday with somebody, is this kind of stuff goes on both sides.
Yeah, but if you look at some of the bills that he's fathered and I don't know. Yeah, I just, like I said, I'd love to see it through Susanna Luthi's eyes, because I think she's probably dancing a jig right now. So,
well, she may have to juggle it with the three kids, but she'll be back the first Monday in May. Hopefully I don't know how much she'll have, because she's been pretty busy lady here the last few weeks.
I bet. More higher priorities than helping us. And the other thing is, I wanted to mention, Kevin, is that today is Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, I think for the good of all of us, we, after the war, I think we agreed we must always remember so we could never repeat. And so anybody trying to play the victim card out there should take their hat off to the Holocaust, I think. But that's just me. So.
It's hard to believe that there are deniers around the world that the Holocaust ever took place.
Right.
And
right. They were, right.
If you ever get a chance, they have the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. And if you decide to go, mentally prepare yourself.
Right. There's the Museum of Peace in L.A., too.
Yeah. And it's pretty... again, most of us learned about it in our days in school, but the museum in Washington, D.C., it is so
intense and very extensive and detailed on what took place.
Right. As far as deniers, they were, if you look on, I know you luckily don't go onto Facebook, but if you did, you would have seen about half of the people saying, we didn't really go around the moon. That was all a hoax. That whole mission was just to get your mind off of Trump. It was all, and it's just bots, I think, putting in this stuff. I don't know how it works, but about half of the posts on Facebook were saying that we didn't really go around the moon and land in the ocean and recover the astronauts, and that didn't happen. So, yeah, denying the Holocaust is small cheese these days. There's people denying everything and telling all kinds of stories. I don't know why, but I don't know who it benefits. But
well, to some, the world is flat.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, thanks for the reminder.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Chris, once again, this bot stuff. So bots can be fake.
Bots are fake.
They are fake.
That's the implication. Well, what do you mean by fake, I guess I should ask?
Well, if you know, he's saying that, you know, half or whatever the number he gave, that people are saying, you know, denying that we went around the moon, those are bots, and does bots assign names to people so it makes it look legitimate?
Bots account are fake names and usually fake locations and the like. So if 100 people say that we didn't land on the moon, I mean, I'm willing to bet one or two of them are real, but chances are 97 of them are bots, fake accounts.
Okay, if I have nothing to do with nothing to do better in my life than to go on Facebook, how do I know if it's real or not?
You don't. I mean, there are... Okay. So there are some ways to tell. Like, but that requires, like, an actual effort that genuinely isn't worth the time. Like, if somebody, you know, on a Facebook or a social media site tries to say that the moon landing is fake, you're better off just ignoring it. You will do... Even if it's a real person, there is nothing you can say that can convince them that it's real, for starters. But second off, to be able to tell that something is a bot, you can usually look at their profile and see inconsistencies. You know, they'll say they're from somewhere, but they won't like have a single picture or thing about wherever it is they allegedly live. And it'll all just be nothing but comments or posts about some obscure topic, like, let's say, the moon landing. Wouldn't that be kind of suspicious?
I'd have to look at it, but like I said, I don't do that. So
I mean, I don't go bot hunting personally, but I know that a way that some people tell things are bots is by looking at what their history and activity is. Most normal people online tend to post about themselves at least once.
Well, that could be,
or post in a variety of topics.
That could kind of be key right there. What you said. Most normal people online.
Yeah.
That could be,
look,
to
even
me,
somebody who's unhinged.
Contradiction.
Even somebody who's unhinged and doesn't believe the moon landing, you know, can still have signs that they're a human.
Okay.
Again, I don't go bot hunting.
So, but could there be these bots or whatever you want to call them, and it has the name Kevin Will on it?
I mean, sure. Whether or not that's you, though, I don't know. Like, it could use your name and likeness, sure.
All right, well, that could be kind of dangerous, I guess.
I guess it could be, but, you know, it's also very easily falsified. Like, on Twitter, for instance, or X, it shows the country of origin in which an account was made. Now, if there is, you know, a Kevin Will account with your profile picture on it, and the account was made in Zimbabwe, that's a little suspicious, isn't it?
Well, couldn't the bot be made right here?
Yeah, it could, but usually they're not. Like, a lot of these bots are from outside the United States.
Hmm. All right.
Because there's looser regulations there.
Okay. Well, anyway... Yes, there are people who think that we didn't land on the moon, that we didn't go around the moon, and what are some other things I can't think? Elvis is still alive. Andy Kaufman is still alive. Who else? Can't think of any other things off the top of my head. So, all right, thanks. Almost missed this, but I got, excuse me, a San Luis Obispo County baseball update. And former Paso Robles resident Dylan Beavers last night for the Baltimore Orioles. They were taking on Arizona, and they came back and won 9-7. Dylan went 1-for-4, and he had a run scored. And Mr. Brooks Lee, playing for the Minnesota Twins against the Red Sox, the Twins thumped the Red Sox 13-6, and Brooks went 1-for-4 and an RBI. So good for them. They're playing very good baseball, and their teams are winning. That's the most important part. All right. Got quite a few things this morning if we get to them, but we, of course, prefer the phone calls. And one has to do with this DSAL news, and also this could be a phone one. I got it on the email. Let's see here. Callers. Kevin, who are some of your favorite or memorable callers over the years? Two right off the bat. Miss Daisy and the German lady from Atascadero. I loved when they call in, especially the German lady from Atascadero, because she was giving us history lessons. She escaped Germany during Hitler, and she was warning us, and we're going back 30 years now. And then, of course, Miss Daisy was a kick. She was from Tennessee, and she liked to call in and rib me, and she was a dear lady. Also, the governor, when he used to call in, parking boy, when he called in, of course, Comrade, one of the all-time greats, who, again, came from a different country and warned us. And then, of course, we can't forget Lefty. We can't forget Lefty. Those are the those are some just off the top of my head. I can't forget Sage. I got pictures of Sage here and a guy named Jack out of Atascadero. He's a Giants fan. I got pictures of him up on my wall here too. So those, again, right off the bat, not deliberately missing or leaving anybody out. But when you ask the favorite and memorable over the years, those are the ones that pop up. And there's been some, shall we say, characters, and I don't mean characters who tried to disguise themselves, and I found out who one of them was, and it was any of you may remember, he had a terrible fake Italian accent. I mean, it was just, it was pitiful. You could tell from the get-go, it was he was a clown, and he, I found out who he was from somebody close to him. I guess he must have done that. Say, hey, you know, I'm the guy that's cool. Well, don't tell anybody. Well, folks, you know the thing about trying to keep a secret. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us this morning here on the Right Choice KPRL. Let's see here. What I saw something here. The DSAL, again, for those of you with memories, this DSAL came up here, came up in the county, gosh, I don't know how many years ago, 20, 25 years ago. And I remember, I think it was Jim App, the then city manager, Paso Robles, because this would have been a private company doing this, and at the cost of DSAL, that was a concern, but in general, DSAL is generally considered an expensive and energy-intense method of producing fresh water, and there's the high energy consumption. Of course, the capital investment, just like anything you can imagine, building the plants and so forth. And then, you know, one of the big concerns, and probably still will be here in California and on the Central Coast, is the environmental impact. And we shall see what the loons will do once they get a hold of this news, if they will start needing help from the psychiatrists and so forth and so on. So in areas with stricter environmental regulations or higher energy prices, such as California, and along with the intense regulatory scrutiny, it's maybe something as a last resort or as a backup. But we don't know, or won't. I mean, we'll find out. But right now, we'll see.
We'll see what happens and where this goes. There are some in the state of California, by the way. Down in Carlsbad area, the Doheny, Antioch, and other operations, smaller seawater plants exist along the coast with several inland in Southern California. I don't have the number, but anyway. So you have the one of the oversights in the environmental part is the California Ocean Protection Council, we're not talking the Coastal Commission, mandates that desal be part of a balanced portfolio that includes conservation and recycling. Hi, let's go to the phone line. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning. I think I said this before, but if just put a desal plant out there, I mean, if the ocean levels are rising, if they're rising, drink it up. Let's go. I mean, let's keep us from drowning.
Okay.
I know.
Now,
I know.
Did we land on the moon?
As far as I know, we did. I mean, the rumor has it.
All right. Well, with the desal and the rising ocean levels and so forth and so on, I just wanted to be sure where you're at.
Yeah, I hate to be cynical. I've said this before calling in, but, you know, they're going to launch another 25 or 30 satellite links with today at some point. I think after 7 o'clock, there's a launch window. But, I mean, they told us years ago that the ozone depletion because of punching holes in it was spacecraft. Well, what are we doing? Nobody says anything about that anymore.
So what is the total impact?
I don't know. They told us years ago that the chlorofluorocarbons were killing the ozone layer and to quit using refrigerant R12 and so forth. And then they're saying that the rockets that we were launching throughout the world were putting holes in the ozone layer, and that was causing global warming because conditions were, but it was opening up a huge hole over, I don't know what it was. Anyway, it was causing the polar regions to melt and all this other stuff. Well, they kind of forgot about that. But what I was going to say, I know you didn't watch Breaking Bad, but here's the scenario. So Walter White's got cancer. His son wants to help him out, so he starts this GoFundMe page, right? And the dad doesn't want it. You know, he thinks that's taking charity and this and that. But his lawyer tells him, hey, this is a good thing because I can take some of the money that we need to launder. I can pay a guy, and he can get these chatbots to donate, you know, $25, $50, $100. So it's a good thing. So he uses it.
All right. I'm going to jump here. You've mentioned the concern with the foods that we eat here in this country, correct?
Yes.
All right. So, and I'm going to tie this in with a couple of other things throughout the morning, because yesterday I had on Allison. We were talking about Parkinson's, and what they're finding is pesticides has a pretty good influence on Parkinson's. So why do you think after 1990 the cases of Parkinson's have increased 274% if it's related not primarily but a lot to pesticides?
Yeah, I mean, that if the Bugman could probably give you some background on that, as far as, I mean, you heard him how he had to suit up back in the day to do his job and the warnings and stuff like that. I mean, you know, they're tying a lot of that stuff into not only food, but, you know, aluminum from armpit deodorant, soda cans and stuff like that. They say that it gets into the system over a period of time and starts to short circuit the brain, so to speak. Is that true? I don't know, but I mean, a little bit of research, you can check it for yourself.
Well, a lot of that makes sense to me because you're putting things either in or on your body that aren't natural.
Well, I know you go out and surf and so forth, but the one thing that frightens me about sunscreen is they say to stand out in the sun and get vitamin D. Well, you get vitamin D by absorbing sunlight through your skin and change its cholesterol into vitamin D. But if you block that with chemicals and this, and you're getting UV your protection, so to speak, it's still getting into the skin, but it's also putting chemicals into your bloodstream along with the cholesterol. If I'm, I mean, that's the way I see it. I don't know if that's true, but that's the way I think that it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. And I tell you the truth, I don't know what kind of sunscreen I use. My wife buys that stuff for me, so I have complete confidence in her because she is kind of, not kind of, she's into the same thing that you would be about. All right, this one has this in it, don't use it, because there are recommendations for the sunscreens, you know, in addition to the levels, but also what's in the, you know, the sunscreen itself, if it's good or bad for you.
One last thing before you go, and people probably remember their moms or their whoever doing this, but my mom, nothing canned better than butter.
You know, when I was a lifeguard, I used to see, it was primarily teenage girls, they would come to the pool and they would put baby oil on them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and
I remember that.
Like, why don't you just jump in a frying pan?
Yeah, or like I said, real butter. She'd sit there and take a stick of butter and just get out there in the sun and just start wiping it on her. I thought, you know, well,
Crisco.
I guess that's where the term canning butter came from.
Crisco could have been cheaper.
All right, you guys have, and Chris, keep learning. You're learning a lot from him.
Yeah, about everything except bots. All right, thanks. We got to go. We're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The California Mid-State Fair announced this Friday, April 17th, is the deadline to apply for the Miss California Mid-State Fair scholarship pageant. Eligible applicants must be young women from San Luis Obispo County who have graduated high school or equivalent and meet all other pageant requirements. San Luis Obispo County Flood Control and Water Conservation District will be holding two upcoming sessions regarding desalination plans in the county. The first will be in the Morro Bay Community Center, 1001 Kennedy Way, on Monday, April 20th. The second will be at the Ramona Garden Park Center in Pismo Beach, April 21st. Both meetings will be from 6 to 8 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 42 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. A day after ending his campaign for governor, California Democrat Eric Swalwell is resigning from Congress amid sexual assault allegations.
Swalwell's decision comes after a bombshell report ran Friday in the San Francisco Chronicle detailing the story of an anonymous ex-staffer who claimed Swalwell sexually assaulted her while she was too intoxicated to give consent. Three additional women also spoke to CNN with sexual misconduct allegations, including accusations that the congressman sent explicit text messages and nude photos.
Fox's Max Gordon and Texas Congressman Tony Gonzalez announced he will retire as he faced expulsion. Brian Hooker, the husband of a Michigan woman who disappeared in the Bahamas, says that he has now been released from police custody, and a former student opened fire at a high school in Turkey, wounding at least 16 before killing himself. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219-9910.
Ten minutes away from seven at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports. Brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
The ball was really flying last night around the Major League ballparks. Orioles rallied from down 7-1 to upend the Diamondbacks 9-7. Jeremiah Jackson hit a grand slam and a solo shot. Pete Alonso put Baltimore in front with a two-run blast. Ketel Marte and Nolan Arenado each went deep twice for Arizona. Mariners completed a four-game sweep of the Astros 6-2. Josh Naylor homered twice. Houston has lost eight straight. Pirates hung a 10 spot in the sixth on their way to a 16-5 rout of the Nationals. The big inning started with a bases-loaded triple from Brian Reynolds and wrapped up with Brandon Lau's three-run blast. Phillies clubbed the Cubs 13-7. Kyle Schwarber with a pair of dingers.
That's always going to be the biggest thing is when, you know, you go out there and you do your thing. Obviously, you want to get good results, and we always expect that when we walk up to the plate. You know, so it was just a great overall day.
Jake Berger had a couple of quarter-pounders to lead the Rangers over the A's. Yankees used five taters and a walk-off wild pitch to nip the Angels. Aaron Judge, Trent Grisham, and LA's Mike Trout each homered twice. Guardians clobbered the Cardinals despite Jordan Walker's league-leading eighth home run for St. Louis. Twins scored 11 times in the first two innings off Garrett Crochet on the way to ripping the Red Sox. Marlins battered the Braves, and the Dodgers shut out the Mets. Eight innings of two-hit ball from Justin Robleski, backed up by a three-run homer from Andy Páez. On the ice, the last playoff spots were wrapped up. The Flyers clipped the Hurricanes 3-2 in a shootout, earning the last playoff berth in the East. It's the first for Philadelphia since 2020. The Sabres clinched the Atlantic Division title with a win over the Blackhawks. The last two spots in the West were settled. Kings beat the Kraken for their fifth straight win and make the postseason for a fifth straight year. While the Sharks nipped the Predators, Nashville's loss allowed idle Anaheim to claim a playoff spot for the first time since 2018. That's Tuesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside and Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by the good folks. The good folks, the outstanding folks at Michael's Optical, serving you since 1979. All right, what do we got today? Well, what do we have? Sunshine, highs in the low 70s, clear tonight, overnight lows in the low 40s, and intervals of clouds and sunshine in the morning with more clouds later the day for your Wednesday with highs in the mid-70s, and we'll pretty much do the same thing on Thursday, mid-70s. Mid-70s sunshine Friday, 80s Saturday, Sunday mid-70s, maybe some rain Monday, about a 30-40% chance, and next Tuesday, partly cloudy, upper 60s. Today's UV index will be 8, up and down. 6:32 a.m., 7:35 p.m., we are at 41 degrees. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Michael's Optical. They offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Alrighty, we have 7 minutes away from 7 o'clock here at The Right Choice. Onward we go.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Hoot, 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 hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's. They are your San Luis Obispo County wide approved concealed carry training team. As we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them where they need to be, and that's to get them home safe and sound. All right, Chris, I got one for you.
Well, let's hope this one goes as well as yesterday's did.
Well, we'll see. Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops.
You know what it is, don't you?
Yeah, I like Fruit Loops.
Okay. Fruit Loops. What colors or color is the favorite?
There's a favorite, huh?
Supposedly. Or maybe not.
Red.
No, I forget what the colors are.
There's red, purple, yellow, blue, and green, I think.
All right, I don't remember. It's been a while, but no, because there's no difference. Fruit Loops are all the same flavor.
Okay, I knew that, but, you know, it could have been a placebo effect thing where people think that, you know, different Fruit Loops have different flavors.
Well, I would be one of those, that because when you're looking at it, I mean, there's just some things that don't look good in milk. But at the end of the day, we would then, but the milk that's left in there, you would just drink it, right?
Yeah.
Right out of the bowl.
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Yeah. No, I did, because I preferred Cocoa Puffs. You know, again, and the cereals that aren't good for you, but you just eat them. So now it's Raisin Bran. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The world-famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed. Simply go to atascaderogunshop.com. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. And, you know, it's funny how things come back to you in a moment, and I think I may have done this one before, but it's too late. It is absolutely too late. It was on this day in 1912, the sinking of the Titanic at 11:37. The unsinkable ship struck an iceberg, and we know the rest of the story, so to speak. So, if you were back in 1912 and you were booking your cruise on the Titanic and you wanted to go first class, how much money was the first class parlor suite on the Titanic? And they, of course, they equate it to what it would cost today. So what do you think the first class parlor suite on the Titanic cost back in 1912? And they have, let's see here. Wow. GGG. Okay, so, all right, they have it. Okay. And obviously there's quite the difference in the prices from first class parlor suite all the way down to the third class, which isn't that where Jack was, or in that silly movie.
Harbor Street all the way down to the...
Can you turn down your radio, please?
I'm doing that right now. Sorry. That was $550.
No, not $550. Thank you very much. At least not according to this, and we're never wrong. Hi, good morning.
$150.
No, $150 was for standard first class. And there was a range between 150 and 300, but no, the first class parlor suite, that's a pretty steep price. Even now, I would consider it a steep price. You're not even going to try this one, are you?
Now that like some guesses have been done, I might write something down here.
Okay. Well, a suite could cost excess. Oh, modern value. Whoa, okay. You're close.
I'll take that.
So let's see here. First class parlor suite, the equivalent in today's money. Well, we're running out of time. So anyway, I'll give you the modern value so it doesn't look like we're... Well, we'll try this one more time. Hi, good morning.
$4,000.
That's sick. I'll give it to you. Chris had the same thing. It's $4,350.
That's pretty close, huh?
Yeah, that's close enough. So good for you, man. Have your name, please.
Fred Richter.
Fred Richter. All right, Fred, we have you down as a qualifier. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. The California Mid-State Fair has once again been nominated for Fair Rodeo of the Year by the Academy of Country Music. Mid-State Fair says this nomination comes alongside iconic events in North America. Nominees will be honored in Nashville this August, with winners announced in May. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6 p.m. Tonight's agenda currently has no discussion items or public hearings scheduled. The consent agenda contains the second reading for a zoning code update at the Home Depot Commercial Center on El Camino Real. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 42 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Ticket prices were influenced by deck level, private bathrooms, and dining options. For example, where was the one? Third class tickets were competitive with other ships at the time and included meals where some other vessels required passengers to bring their own food. All right, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. Again, you can't beat their prices on slabs, marble, quartz, granite, porcelain, and a whole lot more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.